You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Abandoning television, Mary and Harry are returning to the stage, opening a summer theater tour of their hit Westchester Furioso in Meredith, New Hampshire. Now, aboard the old Mal Hallett band bus, driven by Harry, Greg and Mary study the road map as we hear Calvin say,
"What kind of a bus is this? The Twin Coats? Looks like."
"I don't really know, Calvin.
I haven't made these in a long time."
"No, I can tell that. This must be 30 years old anyway."
"Still says Mal Hallett on the front. And look here, somebody with a pencil or dark pen, ink or something, has written Canterbury Lake Park, 1936.
Here's another one over here. Look, they wrote this in green chalk. It says Nuttings on the Charles, 1937.
Boy, do you know about
that? Oh, that band got around all right.
Sure they did. Look at this one here, Pittsburgh, Massachusetts. Oh, my goodness.
There's Norumbega Park.
Keep your eyes on the road, Harry."
"Oh, Greg."
"Yeah?"
"He's back with Barry there, Harry."
"Oh.
I was just going over the road map here."
"Yes, do you know how far we are away from our destination?"
"Well, we're up through Billerica now. I suppose we should be getting up Nashua in about half an hour or so. Then we'll be up into Meredith another 40 minutes after that. So I don't think we have too much time.
You gonna pass that truck, Harry?
Well, I was going to try to. I think I've got room enough. I'll give him the horn again. Maybe he'll pull over.
Careful, don't want to get in any trouble now.
You better not pass, Harry. I think I see a police car back there, back of that car behind us.
All right, well, I'll stay in line.
Be careful now while you're driving, Harry. We don't want any nonsense up there, do we?
Righto, Mary.
Hey, I think that police car is signaling you to pull over, Harry.
Yes, I think he is. He's not using his siren, though. Oh, yes, he is.
I don't think they want us. They probably want that car ahead with those four guys. Oh, no, they want us.
It's us. I'll pull over here. Wonder what he possibly could want. Yes, officer?
Yes. Where do you think you're going?
Why, we're going to Meredith, New Hampshire. We're the cast and crew of Westchester Furioso. I'm Harry Backstage, famous Broadway star, beloved idol of a million other women, and this is my wife, Mary.
We have kids in this town, and we want to keep them.
Well, of course you do.
Well, I mean, what would the kids be doing on a major route like this, officer?
Right.
Hey, don't give me any of your lip. Well, you sound like wise New Yorkers to me.
Well, yes, we are from New York. That's why we'd like to go right on through, may we?
That's like waving a red flag at me, buddy.
What do you mean?
Well, giving me a lot of back talk and sass and then capping it off with telling me you're from New York.
Well, we're not
that really
giving,
does it in, boy.
Not giving you any back talk and sass. We're supposed to open tomorrow.
Well,
and
I'm saying that what are the kids doing out on a major highway like this? That's no way to talk to a uniformed upholder of the law. You know that.
I think he's probably right, Harry.
Now, you see, you don't have
Thank
an inspection
you.
On this this bus. It caught my eye as you went by. I was dozing down there on back Bill Ricker. You guys went by, and I picked you up out of the corner of my eye. This is an old bus.
I've been keeping the speed down to 55, though, officer. I've been very careful to follow the government's mandate.
You see,
that.
This bus hasn't had a safety check in years. You see, you're supposed to have a thing right here in your windshield.
Well, Mr. Marlowe back there was supposed to take care of it. Greg?
Yeah?
The officer says there's no inspection sticker on this Mal Hallett bus.
Well, don't hang it on me. You're the driver.
You arranged to hire it, didn't you?
You're the driver. Talk him out of it. Do something.
And so our friends are momentarily halted on their way to New Hampshire. In our next episode, the movies beckon, and you'll want to be here when the director, Hastings Palmfeather, calls...
Action!
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking. Yeah.
Ricky Bates.
That was Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Thank you for your participation.
Rick Stockwell.
And you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it is now time for us to get into the radio obituaries. But I got to thank everybody for their participation. As our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. That's Fred Freddy Stockwell when he's doing the tunes. He thanked you for your participation, as do I. Thank you all so much. That wasn't very painful at all, now was it? Only one or two mistakes. Not too bad. Not too bad. Anyway, let's move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Start off by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And then we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for, you know, stuff. All the help, all the time. The initial radio obituary is for Gary Burden, the American artist specializing in album covers, considered as one of the pioneers of the concept of album cover art. He worked with a heck of a cast of characters: Mama Cass, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Joni Mitchell, The Doors, The Eagles, Jackson Brown. It's a really a long list. And he most notably did album covers for Neil Young for 35 years. Gary Burden just passed away at 84. Let's take a listen to a few things off of some records that he did covers for. Because why not? As part of the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Boy, that is rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time as a rock and roll. Been a long time as a disco. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back. Baby, where I come from? Been a long time, baby, a long time. A long, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time as a book of love.
Show. Tonight our guests include the Reverend Arnold T. Perkins, and of course we have black nationalists.
Why don't you introduce me first, sissy? Jam, I don't even want to be on the show, man, because that beep, 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 beep.
Next to him is the wonderful anthropologist, Dr. Winston Stonewood. and Miss Hazel Dunwood, who gave up narcotics for God. Tonight we have a wing-dang-doodle. We're really going to get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's pose our first question to the professor. Professor, where did man come from?
Man came from the earth. Man was begat by raindrops, grew out of the ground, uprooted himself, and just walked away. Man was first a stump. After man pulled himself away from the earth, man went walking, dragging, of course, the roots, leaving little seeds as he walked along, giving growth to other vegetation and creating more man trees, as they were known in the early times.
Isn't it true, though, however, may I just say something here?
Yes, you may, Reverend.
That God created man after himself.
That's not true. That's a falsehood. God created himself after himself. Man created himself after God, after he found out who he was. See, God was a person from another place. He came here on earth and liked the place and decided he'd settle down. Knew he'd make a fortune here. He's been cleaning up every Sunday for the last thousands of years with that religion crap. And we all know it's patootie patootie. Don't we? Don't we know that? Don't we know that?
I got something to say, man. You dig? I mean, you cats been up here rapping and ain't said nothing about the real thing. You know what I mean? I got something to say, man. Man, the black man, the real soul brother, first was coming by himself. He wasn't no tree. I mean, I don't want to hear it, man. You cats up here rapping about the Jews, but what about me, man? What about my people?
I don't believe anyone said anything about the Jews.
You will. You will.
Maybe Miss Dumtree'd like to say something.
Yes. I'd like to say, since I gave up narcotics, I found God.
I beg to differ. I don't see the tie-in between narcotics and God.
God was a junkie, baby. Now, he had to be a junkie to put up with all this, you know what I mean? You don't just walk around feeling nothing behind all this is going on, man. You ask the Reverend, he'll tell you about it. Tell him about Rev, because me and Rev was rapping backstage. I know where it's at. Go on, Rev, rap.
Well, my friend here probably is right. God probably did take some sort of outside medication. As it states in chapter 6, verse 32, I will take unto myself what is needed. God didn't want us to have it. I don't think he would have created it. Amen. I disagree. I think the devil had a lot to do with this. I think the devil has been man's greatest curse since time began. I think the devil created time. The devil created time. We have proof of this. We found a watch. That's right, a watch. Primitive, but nevertheless a watch. And a head on in the back to double with it all. What do you say to that?
Wow, man, what's that got to do with the real thing? Everybody know who the devil is. The devil's white. Because if he wasn't white, he wouldn't be right. You dig? Now, I got something to say about it all. I study religion, you know what I mean? Organized religion. And there ain't no such thing, because God ain't never dug too many people. He just dug a few cats. Like Moses. Yeah. That's the only cat he ever rapped to. Him and Jesus, you did? He didn't dig no whole lot of people. You cats coming on with the organized religion like God dig a whole bunch of people. Unreal. And I ain't going for it.
I would like to say something to my friend here. When God touches one of us, he's not just touching one of us, but he touches many of us in many ways. Often God touches me at night. I lay in bed and I feel God touching me. It's quite marvelous. Well, that about concludes it for tonight, friends.
post-initial radio obituary is for Enrico Giacchi, brother of Little Tony. He was a well-known guitarist and composer who introduced his brother Little Tony to the rock and the roll. He accompanied his brother on stages around the world, but he also played solo throughout the years. The best known representation of his guitar playing is in the soundtrack for the film Fistful of Dollars. Enrico Giacchi just passed away at 75. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
said, so long, my Lord, my sweet Lord, my Lord, oh, my Lord, my Lord. I really want to know.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Jim Bowen. One moment, please. It's for Jim Bowen, the English stand-up comedian and television personality. He was the longtime host of the ITV game show Bullseye. That one ran with him at the helm from 81 to the end of its original run in 1995. Jim Bowen just passed away at 80. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Boom, boom, makalaka laka boom. Boom, boom, makalaka boom boom. Boom, boom, makalaka laka boom. Boom, boom, makalaka boom boom. Boom, boom, makalaka laka boom. Boom, boom, makalaka boom boom. Boom, boom, makalaka laka boom. Boom, boom, makalaka boom.
It was a night like this 40 million years ago. I lit a cigarette, picked up a monkey skull to go. The sun was spitting fire and the sky was blue as ice. I felt a little tired, so I watched Miami Vice.
How about the dinosaur?
Ooh, that's super.
How about the dinosaur?
Super smashing great.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody walking dinosaur. Open the door.
Painting buffalo. I said I'd be your slave, follow you wherever you go. That night we split a rattlesnake and danced beneath the stars. You fell asleep, I stayed awake and watched the passing cars.
I want the dinosaur.
Ooh, that's super.
I want the dinosaur.
Super smashing great.
Open the door.
much too big to be a bird. A screaming, crashing noise, louder than I've ever heard. It looked like two big silver trees that somehow learned to soar. Suddenly, a summer breeze and a mighty lion's roar.
I killed the dinosaur.
Really? Where?
I killed the dinosaur.
Super smashing great.
We don't like to let anybody slip through the cracks around here, in case you hadn't noticed in the radio obituaries. The ultimate radio obituary. Plenty of people slip through the cracks. What am I saying? We don't like it, but it happens a lot. Anyway, the ultimate radio obituary is for Jimmy Wisner, the American pianist, arranger, songwriter, and producer, best known for his hit single Asia Minor, which he released under the name Kokomo, which was just mentioned during Classic Rock Mine tonight. Not the single, but Kokomo, the band. I thought that was interesting. Anyway, he wrote Don't Throw Your Love Away, which was the number one UK hit for the Searchers in 64, as well as The Times, T-Y-M-E-S, Somewhere, which went top 20 in the UK. He worked with Bobby Rydell as a producer, as well as Freddie Cannon, Neil Sedaka, Bobby Vinton, Herbie Mann, Len Barry, Judy Collins, Spanky and Our Gang, Tony Bennett, Carly Simon, Al Cooper, Iggy Pop, Barbra Streisand, Tony James, Bridget Bardot. And also he recorded Donna Marie when he was at Columbia Records, 68 through 69, who went on to perform at the Archies. Jimmy Wisner just passed away at 86. You see what I'm saying? I think you do. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Jimmy Wisner, and I'm going to go ahead and start with the hit because I like it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. ships one by one, and then there were none. Then there was a quiet guy who just sat. He was fat, and that was that. Started eating my blue chips one by one, and then there were none. Pardon me if I appear to be out of my mind, but you see I'm mentally just a trifle behind. Every story has to have a moral. My quarrel, it's obvious if you're reading for blue chips even now before there are none.
Now
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Jimmy Wisner right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune in that obit, and that'll also be our final tune to go out on. Then we're going to hand you over to another radio show, and we'll be back here next week for more with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Back to regular programming, hopefully with a whole stack of radio obituaries to go. Let's hope we've got that ready so we don't let the pile get too big on us the way sometimes happens when things get busy. Let's not do that. But we'd like to hang out with you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you were all very helpful in doing the live on the fly free association. Thank you so much for all of your help. And keep me entertained all week long over at said Bubbles in the